Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. Welcome to 100 Ways. This is your daily exploration of self and soul. I'm your host and fellow explorer, Laura Christine. Let's dive in and find our way home. Hey, I'm here again with my friend Anna in Buffalo. I was talking about astrology a little bit, so I asked her what her sun sign is, Aries, moon and rising, and she didn't know. And then we got into a conversation about how you don't have to be into everything. Let us know kind of how that started.
Yeah.
And what you said, because it was great.
I am an Aries. I actually have a ram tattoo on my wrist that I got.
Such an Aries thing
at 18. Yeah. Since then, I have found mindfulness and Buddhism, and that's really been my singular practice. Although there are like other things that come into that, like there's like a little bit of stoicism, yoga, but we were kind of talking about how you don't have to do everything. You don't have to be a part of every single thing that's spiritual. You can just like find this practice and it's perfect. And then at the same time, if this is my practice, this is what I believe, I don't then have to tell someone else like, oh, you have to do this and this is the only way. Because there are multiple ways and I can follow multiple ways, but I don't have to follow every single way.
And the purpose of any of these practices is to come home to ourselves, meaning we are in our body. And from there, we can answer, or not we can answer, but from there, we have our answer, which is yes or no in every single moment. And then some people like to throw in the maybe because they think things aren't black and white, but actually it is yes or no. Right now, it is yes or no. And then in another now, it might be something else. So if it's a no right now, it could change later and it would be a yes. But it's not like a maybe. A maybe is a no. It actually is very black and white. And every single moment, you're in your body. That's the practice. To me, that is the practice. So it doesn't matter which path you take to get there. Or I guess a quote unquote like minor practice you use to get to the major practice of I am home in myself, fully and integrated completely, so I can feel in every moment what's a yes and what's a no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think about how every practice that I do gets me in my feet, and that's the main goal, is just getting in my feet, feeling my feet, being here in this moment. And for me, getting there is mindfulness, it's Buddhism, it's yoga. But for someone else, it could be Christianity, it could be astrology, and really it doesn't matter because they're all... I mean, maybe other people will disagree, but they're all pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
And they all pretty much get us to the same place, which is then beautiful because then we can look at everyone and all their unique practices and just see that we're all just trying to be happy and we're all just trying to be loved and give love. And we're just doing it in different ways. And like, that's perfect.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And then there's just no wrong.
Yeah.
And if there's no wrong, there's no right. So
yeah.
We can throw the, oh no, am I doing things right or wrong away? And you're just be.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
So simple.
Yeah. It's so simple. And yet we add all this extra stuff on it.
Yeah.
To create this whole story of this is how it is and blah, 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 blah. But it's just so simple. All it is this moment right now and just being here and just feeling everything. Really, like, we're sitting here right now. Our feet are on the ground. What else is there? And sometimes, though, when we get present, it can almost be overwhelming because there is so much stimulus happening at once.
Yeah.
Like, right now, like, my cat is slightly trying to escape. There's, like, cars happening outside. There's bird sounds. My feet are on the ground. My butt's in this chair. Elsie is next to me. Like, there's so many things happening right now in this moment. And then before you know it, this moment has passed and then it's a new moment.
And not to mention all the internal stuff that's happening all at once. Like, oh, my stomach, it didn't, but my stomach just grumbled. Or, oh, I feel a twinge in my neck. Or the emotional stuff of, like, I'm nervous about this or that, which is coming from your head. So then there's the mental stuff.
Yeah.
It's just like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And then you come back to the body. And at some point, you're still, and the nervous system is still. And that's when you are in flow state, and that's when you know yes or no in any situation.
Yeah, all awareness.
Let's have another conversation and record it. So that was a yes for both of us, and we did it. And you were like, I'm going to listen to this podcast episode, and that's why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Because it was a yes for you. So simple.
Yeah, it's so neat. Yeah. Can I share this other story?
Please.
Okay, so I lead a meditation group in Buffalo, and this week we were talking about awareness. And just like how awareness is always here for us, but we don't necessarily see that it's there, but it's always here. So there's this story about this poor family. I think they're in Tibet, and all they have is this little hut. They have three stones and a little fire in between, and they can set the pot onto the three stones and heat up water and food and whatnot. And there's a treasure hunter that comes through town. And he stops at all the houses, and he stops at their houses and says, you know, what can I sell for you? I really want to make money. Like, let me sell something for you. And the family's like, don't you see how poor we are? We have nothing but these rocks. And the treasure hunter is like, oh my gosh. And he goes over to the rocks, and the rocks have actual diamonds inside of them. And he's like, you guys are going to be so rich. Like, let me take these. You're going to make so much money. And so he takes the rocks and he sells them, and he comes back months later and gives them money. And they're like one of the richest families in the town then. Essentially, it's just this idea that our awareness is the same thing. Our awareness is always here for us. We just might not necessarily see it, but it's always here. It's always here. We always have those diamonds. And it's like so rich when we get into that awareness. And it's not a material thing that you can go to the store and buy. It's just here right now.
In your body.
Yeah.
Thank you. So yeah, stilling the body and getting again into that point of diamond awareness.
Diamond Yay. Awareness. Yay. There's the name.
Thank you. Thank you, Anna. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Let us know how you get into your diamond awareness. Contact me at laurachristine.us/contact. And you'll also know how to do that after the music starts. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/100ways. Thank you so, so very much. I appreciate you from the depths of my soul. Until next time, we're sending all the love and then some more. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you for exploring with me today. I would love to continue this conversation with you. We can do that at laurachristine.us. You'll find contact in the menu, or you can go to laurachristine.us/contact, and you'll be taken right to it. Let's dive in a little deeper and see how fully we can flow with the duh. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.